From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, January the 8th. Despite speculation he may retire, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady hinted in an Instagram post Wednesday that he intends to return to the field for the 2020 season. You don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm, and place yourself in the arena again, Brady wrote. And that's right where you will find me, because I still have more to prove. Brady said immediately after the Patriots lost to the Titans that it was, quote, pretty unlikely that he would retire. Even if he does play last season, it remains to be seen whether or not it will be with New England. He is a free agent, and both he and head coach Bill Belichick have been relatively noncommittal about his future with the franchise. Brady said he still enjoys playing football and enjoys playing for the Patriots, but declined to be specific about his future with the franchise. Again, I don't want to get too much into the future and stuff, Brady said in his post-game press conference after the Tennessee loss. We fought hard, we battled every day to get better. I was proud to be a part of this team, not only this year, but every year. Again, I don't know what is going to happen, and I'm not going to predict it. No one needs to make choices at this point. New Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy will reportedly keep Kellen Moore as the Cowboys offensive coordinator. Moore was the Cowboys backup quarterback from 2015 to 17 before moving to quarterbacks coach in 2018 and becoming the offensive coordinator in 2019, calling plays for the first time in his career. The Cowboys finished 2019 number 6 in scoring offense under Moore. And while Moore serves as Dallas's offensive coordinator in 2020, former Saints linebackers coach Mike Nolan will run the defense. The Cowboys continued to fill out their staff on Tuesday, hiring John Fossil as their special teams coordinator. Fossil had previously been the Rams special teams coordinator from 2012 till this past year. McCarthy was named the Cowboys head coach on Monday, less than a day after former head coach Jason Garrett was not retained by owner Jerry Jones. McCarthy's contract will be for 5 years. Dallas finished second in the NFC East in 2019 at 8-8. The Cowboys have missed the playoffs in 7 of the last 10 seasons, and they have not reached the NFC Championship game since 1995. Ravens coach John Harbaugh has been unsure about the status of injured running back Mark Ingram all week. Ingram suffered a calf strain week 16 against the Cleveland Browns and was sidelined for the following game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Harbaugh had expressed confidence that Ingram would be available for the divisional round playoff game against the Tennessee Titans, especially with an extra week of rest because of the first round bye. However, Harbaugh declined to update injuries today. Ingram was not present during the media viewing portion of Tuesday's practice. The Ravens do have depth at running back with Gus Edwards, who led the team in rushing last year as a rookie, and Justice Hill. Edwards had 711 yards on 133 carries with a pair of touchdowns, and the rookie Hill finished with 225 yards on 58 carries with 2 scores. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.